This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Big O, do you think the NBA season will be canceled? No, I don't think so. There's so much money involved. Let's think about this when it comes to the NBA. This is not the worst thing in the world for the NBA right now. If the NBA is smart, okay, and normally they've done things that are pretty smart, this is what I would do with the NBA. You patiently wait till this thing is done, okay? You don't try that stupid thing that they're – maybe we'll come back early on without fans. You can't – I already told you can't do that stuff. You're not going to quarantine everybody on the road. You just can't. It's impossible. You're not going to keep them away from family members and friends for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's just not going to happen. Okay? So you're going to get somebody sick if you do that. We got to wait till we're in the clear as a country. Then we start all over again. The beauty for the NBA is that they can finish their season and play the playoffs. They should not. They should actually reset their entire schedule. Okay? They should start on Christmas Day. So if they have to come back in July and finish it out and finish out the last whatever games, a month of games that are left, you play the month of games, then you play the 2 months of the season. Let's say you end in the end of October, or the end of September, mid-October, whatever, you rest till mid-December, you have your training camp, and you get people going at the end of December. And let's go. And that's it. And start the NBA season on Christmas Day from here on out. Right at the end of the football season. That's the best thing that you can do. Nobody cares about the NBA in September and October and November and December. Nobody. People start paying attention to the NBA in January. I'm like one of the few losers that cares about the NBA in summer league, in the preseason, in the regular season, and in October, November. But if you're one of those, you know, losers like me, we're the minority, man. We're the minority. You know, I'm watching. I watch Summer League. I geek out with Summer League every year now. I've become a Summer League geek. But again, how many people do that stuff? Very few. And if there's a couple of you out there like me, you're sick. There's something wrong with you. You got to get checked out. We like Summer League. We're like watching preseason games. Like, we care about what happens in October, November. Are you kidding me? Nobody cares what's going on in the NBA at that time. But I love it. I watch it. I play fantasy basketball. Been playing fantasy basketball for over 20 years. What can I tell you? You know, I'm sick and twisted, but I know that I am the minority, like an enormous minority. So, do what the majority wants, starting Christmas. That way you get the first games on Christmas, you get a big draw, and then you roll, from there. And then in January, there's only games that are playoff games. You don't have the entire NFL slate, so you're not really fighting the entire NFL. So you can even work your games around that. To me, that's what makes a lot of sense. That's why the NBA season is the season that is the safest. Baseball, on the other hand, that's a problem. That's an enormous problem going on for baseball right now. I mean, isn't today supposed to be opening day, or was it yesterday? I forgot. No, I think it's today, opening day. Man, it sucks. I was actually looking forward to the Marlins season now. Totally sucks. Not that they were going anywhere, but I was intrigued with some of the young guys. I want to see if they start growing and they start getting to a point that, you know, we're going to have something down here down the line. Would be nice. You know what I mean? But the baseball season is the one that's at risk because you're really going to have to shorten that one. Yeah, I read an article last night. Some guy was saying, well, they can play games into December, neutral sites. No, dude, no. Just shorten the season, unfortunately, and keep your games inside warm weather times. Because even getting into November already starts to get crazy for baseball. So let's just keep it where it's at. You're going to have to shorten the season. That's the sad part of it. What you don't want is to cram in what they're talking about, a bunch of these doubleheaders. Because of greed purposes, you want to get in more baseball, which doesn't make any sense. Play less games this year. It is what it is. The NBA 1 year played, what was it, 55 games or something like that? The Spurs won it, right, if I remember correctly? Big deal, man. So if you have to play less games, you have to play less games, and it is what it is. What you can't do with baseball is you can't hurry it up. You know what's the key with baseball? No matter how short the shortened the season is, okay? I'm not enlightening any of you out there on this one. The key is going to be their spring training. You've got to give them the weeks they need in order to stretch those arms out. I don't know what it is, if it's 2, 4, 5 weeks, whatever. But I would imagine it's somewhere in the close to 1 month range, 3, 4 weeks or something like that, to stretch that arm out, get enough innings in, and to kind of feel good. Okay? Because what you don't want is you don't want to not prepare your guys and then create more arm problems down the line. That's the issue there. Baseball has a, unlike basketball, they could adjust where they start and where they end. They should. Baseball is perfect where they're at, coming out in April and going all the way into October. Just makes all the sense in the world. They're fine.
But basketball should not have this should be a blessing for basketball now. They can go back, they can go to where they belong, where it makes more sense for them.